Per parsha zei kif eretz chito seura v'gefen notena v'riman eretz zei seven vash. So the Gemara in Sukkah goes to explain that the Gemara in Brochas also in Daf Memalef and the Gemara in Daf Ches in Sukkah goes to explain that kol haposuk hazeh is nemar le'shiurim. This posuk is talking about shiurim, and each one is something different shiur. Chita, Soira, Geffen, Verimoin. And the Gemara goes on the Pasuk, Eretz Zeis Shemen on Vash. Eretz Zeis Shemen, the Gemara says, Kol Shuri Akizesim. In fact, the Gemara, Kol Shuri Akizesim. No, Zeis Shemen Vash means Roif Shuri Akizesim. And Vash is Kakoi Seves, Agasa, Biyom HaKippurim. That's Aloha. That by Yom Kippur, you have the shiur of a date, right? Which is dvash. So the interesting part of it is the pasuk says that that's the shvach eretz Yisrael. Like Rashi says in Brochas, daf mem alef, Rashi says shivcha shel eretz Yisrael, sheish ba perush shiur toira nitlimbo. That's the shvach of eretz Yisrael, that she has fruits that the shiuri toira nitlimbo. Now the question is, what does Shiurei Torah Nitlimbo means? So says the Sfas Emes, it means to say, Lichoira, that if there is a situation where the fruits of Eretz Yisrael happen to be that they are bigger than the fruits of somewhere else, is mashma that that's the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael, that they dictate the Shiur. And he says that's mashma. And you have to say, says this was Emes, that according to the Maskon of the Gemara, that's not true anymore. This is only according to the Havamina. According to the Maskon, that is not, because we don't know of such a thing. Just the opposite also, the idea of the Ochaner, I'm sorry, there's opposite, but the Ochaner says the same thing also, that the Yerushalmi asks about Hadosha, the Shur Kadosha, or Kigris, the Churituma, and that's Masha Kigris, if I'm not mistaken, Hamitri. So the Yerushalmi asks, that's how the Ochaner explains, one second, so that's not Shvach Eretz Yisrael, that's not the Shiva Saminim. And the question is, what's the Teres of the Yerushalmi? The Ochaner explains that the Teres of the Yerushalmi is exactly this, that if you have a fruit in Eretz Yisrael, the fruits are Koveah. But since the Greece in Kadosha, there's nothing special in Eretz Yisrael about those fruits, there is not. It's not a common fruit of Eretz Yisrael or a common vegetable. That's why you follow Chutz La'aretz. But it's the same idea that the one that dictates is the one in Eretz Yisrael. Now it makes sense. Now the Stipler already argues with that. And he says it can't be that the parents of Eretz Yisrael dictate. And the Stipler in Shiurei Torah says, because the Geonim explained that why the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Shiurim in such things like Zeis, Shem, and Udvash, and etc. And Amos is the Shiur of your arm. And it's something which are physical objects. So say the Geonim explained because they knew that the Akadosh Baruch wanted to make it easier for the Jews to be able to go ahead and to see the Shiurim. So Zayis is something very common. Dvash, dates are something very common. Akadosh Baruch gave the Shiurim in such a way that they are transportable, that any person can go and measure it. That's the idea. But the Stipler, if the Pirus, the Kovea, the Shiur, are not the regular Pirus, the Pirus of Eretz Yisrael, so that doesn't answer, because they still have to go and find out what the Shiur is in Eretz Yisrael, because the Shiur is different. Elor Koch, but you don't go. You go, Bosser, everyone from the Koyway. And it's the Shiur of the Zayis, whatever the Zayis is, wherever the Mokom is. So, Eba Zoi, what's the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael? So says the Stipler, the Chidush of Eretz Yisrael is that everything that you need for the Shiurim, you have in Eretz Yisrael. It's not that the Shiurim will depend. The Shvach is that Shiurim of Eretz Yisrael, the Shiurim, with them, so the Shiurim Torah, you have in Eretz Yisrael enough things that you don't have to look somewhere else. That's what it means. But the truth is, the Shiur is the Shiur everywhere else, meaning the Roiv Olam. But in Eretz Yisrael, you have fruits and vegetables that you never have to look for somewhere else. That's what he says. The questions are a couple fold. Number one, from Rashi, is Mashma Sheshurei Torah Nitlimbo. Mashma Sheshurei Torah are totally It's not that they are available. The chidush is that the Torah, the shlach v'etzol, is the shiur Torah nitlim bo. And the question was that that loshon nitlim bo, according to Stamp, is not just that they are available. Not only that, they have shiurim which are not available. Just like the Yerushalmi, Greece, and Kadosha, that's not from Eretzisol. So again, the issue is if that's only because of the availability of the shiurim, there are shiurim which are unavailable. So what's the shvach of Eretzisol? So that's the question. What is the Eretzisol dika part that the shiurim are talking about? Now, there is a second Eretz. The post says Eretz chitas yore, Eretz shekol shurei zeisim, and the pasuk stresses again Eretz shekol shurei zeisim. Why does the pasuk stress again Eretz? So the Meshech Chochma says, because all the other fruits are available elsewhere. In Yitzrayim they had it. Two they didn't have, or the dates and the zeisim. They didn't have that song. What's Yisrael? Yisrael, first of all, that when Yaakov Avinu wanted to send, he sent the Meat Tzori, or I'm second Loshen, Pasuk says the one who says this is the Meshech Chochma. So the Meshech Chochma says, because the Loshen of the Pasuk is Zimras Oretz Meat Dvash. So you see the Dvash is Zimras Oretz, only that's so. And also, when people complained about the fact that they had food in Mitzrayim, Asher Bison in Mitzrayim, Lomokim Ezera Uteina VeGefen VeRimoin. So much that those who complained that Mitzrayim they didn't have, but it doesn't say Zayin Shemen Vash. So I think because that's unique of Eretz as well. And that's why the Pasuk stops and says Eretz Zayin Vash, because the other ones are unique in Eretz Yisrael. That's all they have, but it's not unique of Eretz Yisrael. That's something that's available elsewhere. Masha Enken, this one is all Eretz Yisrael. So the first question that we asked, why are the Shurim and Davka specifically the stress on Zei Shemen Vash is told in Eretz Yisrael? Lechoira, it depends on the Shurim everywhere else. That's question one. Number two, why Davka Zei Shemen Vash is something they didn't have in Mitzrayim, in the podcast of stress? What's unique about that? Now, from one thing you see, by the way, from the Geonim you see this idea that the Shiurim changed. So in other words, it depends on the Shiur Zeis anywhere as you go. That's why the Shiurim are like that. Now that's until Chazal or Kovea. That Shiur of Zeis is a Shiur that floats depending where the Shiurim is. That's why Eretz Yisrael has the Kodesh Baruch Hu made those Shiurim available to allow people to give with those Shiurim. Okay. The Tzlach goes to explain the following idea. The Tzlach asks on the Pasuk, Eretz Shekol Shurei Azeisim. What does it mean Eretz Shekol Shurei Azeisim? The Chodet Azeisim of Eretz Yisrael is not unique in Eretz Yisrael. Why the Pasuk goes again to Eretz? So the Gemara says, because Shekol Shurei Azeisim, the Roiv Shurim of Eretz Yisrael Azeisim. But that's not true. The Roiv Shurim of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, what are the Shurim Zeisim? Or the Yisuri Torah? The Yisuri Torah, not just a place bought it. So it's not the Shurim of Eretz Yisrael. So what means Eretz Shekol Shurei Zeisim? So says the Tzlach. Yes, because Chatzi Shur is also Menatoyna. So what's the difference if it's Kezais or not? Is only like a Korbonus? Did you bring a Korban with Kezais? Or to get Malkis? Those are unique of Eretz Yisrael. Korbonus is in Eretz Yisrael, and Malkis also is only by Smuchim, and Smuchim from Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Eretz Shekol Shurei Azeisim. And again, that's a question you need to ask. Why the Kodesh Baruch Hu made the Shiurim totally in Eretz Yisrael? That's why it's Eretz Shekol Shurei Azeisim. Because those two, Kezais and Kakoisev and Sagasa, since there is Yisrael anyway, is only Nogea to Eretz Yisrael. Ksam Sofer asks a question. If it's Nogea to Eretz Yisrael, so we know that some of the fruits are much larger. So how can you use that as a benchmark? So the Ksam Sofer says it's because it's all relevant. You're right, they had a bigger shiur, but the people were bigger. So the ratio was the same. So that's why they get in Eretz Yisrael, the ratio for a large size to a large person, to a giant, But that ratio floated and it changed. The same way with the Yoinim. So one thing you have also something interesting about the Chassam Sofer and the Yoinim, that you have always to have a Chakira. What's the Shiur Kezayis? Is the Shiur Kezayis an absolute Shiur? Only Zayis is something that's the same Shiur. So you use the Zayis to achieve to that. But then it can float because there is a specific absolute Shiur. So the Zayis, or in Eretz Yisrael, that should not make a difference. You see, for the Chassam Sofer and the Yoinim, that's not the opposite. The Shiur is Shiur Zayis. Zayis will change, so the Shiur will change. So there's no absolute Shiur. The snapshot is an absolute Shiur, and the Zayis is an indicative of the Shiur. It's a derivative of the Shiur. Just the opposite. There is no such a thing. There is such a thing called Shiur Zayis. If the Zayis changes sizes, the Shiur changes size. And then the question is why? There should be an absolute Shiur. The Shiur Achil is Zayis? Why is the Shiur Achil Zayis? So the questions are very simple. Starting from the question, this book, what's Nogia to Eretz Yisrael? Sheshuri Torah Nitlimbo. Why? Because there is a special stress on Zayis and Dvash. And the Zayis on Dvash is stressed, like we said, or because they didn't have any shrine, they had only that soul, or because that's the only shuri that's Nogia to Eretz Yisrael, the Keshurim. And again, the Zayis Shemen, it's not that there is a Shiur and the Zayis Hashem tell you what the Shiur is. The Shiur is Hashem. It's a primary. Why is it primary? To understand that, we have to understand the Gemara in Horius, at the end of Horius says, the Zeisim are Kosh Lishikha. The Loshon HaGemore, Arao and the Gemara, if you'd given them with base, but Arao will be Zeisim. The Gemara says like this, Tanu Rabona Chamisha Dvor Vishachim is a Talmud, Ve'oichel Lev Behema, Ve'arogil Bezeisim. So a person is rogil bezeisim is Rosh Rishikha. And interesting, not a person who eats olives, a person who is rogil. Like is what's rogil? I think the chassidim and Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky always says that the rogil is once every 30 days. Some people say you can't have to say that there's a regilus. Now, why are zeisim kosher Rishikha specific regilus? So the moral explains, because the zeisim are the ones that hide, that give you some kind of a vessel for the shaman. And the shaman, which is, that's why this Shiur Zayis is what the Mishnah Kelim says, Zayis aguri shimno agur betoichoi, that the shaman is inside. Why? Because the shaman represents the spiritual. It represents, right? Shaman is kener mitzvah v'toyra, or it creates light. Shem is b'loshon shmini, which is the loshon of lemala min ateva. Shmini Shemin is something which represents Kedusha. That's why Melochim were anointed with Shemin. Shemin is the spiritual, represents the light, the most spiritual of the old physical objects. So the vessel that contains the Shemin, that hides the Shemin, is something that is Kibayochu Meshakeach. Loshem Shikha is Veram Levovcha Veshochach, that's Hashem Elokecha. Shikha is connecting things to the source. The Zayis hides the Shemen. It covers the Shemen. It creates Shikha about what the main absolute Shikha is. That's what's called Zayis. And the Shemen is that inside which avoids the Shikha. That's why the Gemara says that the Shemen is Machzer Limud Shlodom. That is the spiritual reality that you don't allow the Zayis to make it forget. If you look at the idea of the mitzvahs, of the Perus Atluyis Baretz, says Rav Tzadok Kedusha Samaychal, those Perus represent the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the midas that they represent are the seven midas. The mida of the special Eretz, which is the Miyuchad, the special Eretz Yisrael, is Zeis, Shemen, Udvash. Because what is Zeis? Zeis is the physical world that hides in it the spiritual essence, the light. And it covers and it hides, and it makes you to forget. Eretz Yisrael is that you could use the mitzvah to reveal, to be maile, to allow the transcendence of that kedusha to appear. The mitzvah is connecting that spark to the source.
dafka by zeisim roiv shurei zeisim, because the Eretz Yisrael has that mila to be able to go ahead and to reveal the hashgacha and the kedusha within the physical. Mitzrayim is exactly the opposite. Mitzrayim is v'hishkita beraglecho kigan mayorak. There's so much water that the world runs on itself. It appears to be that you don't even need God. And what's v'hishke v'hishkisa beraglecha? With your feet. In other words, the furthest part away. If you are rogil b'zeisim, loshen regel, that you don't pay attention to zeisim, it makes you forget the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you pay attention, you find the shemen ha'ogur b'soichoi. The mitzvah reveals in the world of physical that spark of kedusha that there is inside. So that's why zeisim and dvash, which represents that, that is only in Eretz Yisrael, because that's the mile of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is in tara shomayim tishtemayim. You see hashgoch in every minute. Eretz Yisrael doesn't allow you to forget that there was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's why the mitzvah that you could use to review, to connect the spark within Zeisim, is specifically in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why kol shureya ke Zeisim. So that's why it's Eretz Yisrael. We ask why specific Eretz Yisrael. And now what the stipler asks, the question of this Vasemis, what's the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael has to do with the Zeisim? If it's not specifically, yeah, because the only reason you could use Zeisim for mitzvahs is because of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the one that allows you that Zeisim doesn't hide Kedusha. And therefore, the Zeisim are the Shiurim of Eretz Yisrael, because that is what the Shiurim represent all about. That is Midas, and there is a difference between Zeisim and between Vash. The Zeisim, the idea is that you go ahead and you reveal the spark inside. You take away the Zeis and use the Shemen to make sure that the Zeis don't forget. That's Rav Shurim. Dvash is the result. That's why it's called Zeis Shemen. The Shemen is the Zeis that allows the Shemen to show. But the Zeis is continues being a Zeis. Only the Zeis does not hide completely the Shemen, but the Shemen is Dusha. Dvash is that you take something which is sweet, like the dates, and you turn it to super sweet, which is the dvash. You turn it to the full potential. That relates to malchus. One of them is the idea to recognize the spark of Hashem. Dvash is when you take that of the physical and you develop to it utmost. You take the dates and you make from them dvash. This is taking this. So not only that the physical does not block the spiritual, the physical has the ability to go to the utmost potential. Zeis Shemen Dvash. Zeis Shemen is where the Zeis doesn't hide the Shemen. That's through physical mitzvahs to reveal the Kedusha behind it. And then there is an idea to take the physical and to take it and turn it into spiritual. To take the dates and turn them into Dvash. That avoid is not Shaykh B'Olam Hazeh. The only one day Shaykh that you become like Maloch HaShoras, that the physical does not have any barrier. You become spiritual. It's Achas Bashon is Yom Kippurim. That's why Kakoseves Agasa is the Shir of Yom Kippur. Every other day, the Shir, you only reach to Zeisim. You don't go beyond Zeisim. You only go beyond Zeisim, which is to Zeisim, is by Kakoseves Agasa in Yom Kippurim. Because those two is how the physical relates and the special part of Eretz Yisrael. We merely could understand that the Zeisim is not a derivative shiur, it's the primary, because the primary idea is to take away the shikh of Zeisim and to turn them into Kedusha. Harogil bezeisim. If you are hergil, if you don't think and you go bezeisim, will make you forget a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just the opposite. Somebody told me right, the Gemara Shabbat says harogil beneris. If you're rogil beshemen, have leponim talmidei chachomim. If the regilus is on the shemen, then the Kedusha is that not only you perpetuate in your children. Rogel bezeisim makes shikha, rogel beshemen makes you tell me the chachomim. Exactly the opposite of each other. What the mitzvah does, it doesn't allow the zeisim to bring the shikha. It allows the zeisim to reveal the shemen. Kiner mitzvah betoyeraor. That's why roiv shiurim ke zeisim, or you could take the gashmius of this and take it not only that doesn't block the spiritual, it becomes part of the spiritual. the tamarim become dvash. That's on Yom Kippurim. That's why these shurim are dafka in Yisrael. What Eretz Yisrael, we ask, what's not get to Eretz Yisrael? It's for sure not get to Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the only place that allows you to shev shur zeisim. So the zeisim is the shvach of Eretz Yisrael, because shur itur like Rosh Hashanah, needling board, the tliya, they're dependent on Eretz Yisrael, because enough for Eretz Yisrael, it would be impossible to have those shurim. That's why we asked why in Mitzrayim they didn't have zeisim, because in zeisim, Mitzrayim would never work. Mitzrayim, if you would have zeisim, you completely forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you couldn't have dvash. Eretz Yisrael allows you to have zeisim, because the zeisim could come to the tikkunim through mitzvahs to remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about. That's why we said the Siur Kezais and Kalkar Zephes are the two Shirim are only dependent on Eretz Yisrael, because of Malkus of Eretz Yisrael, and the Pasuk stresses Eretz Yisrael. Why does it stress Eretz Yisrael? Because this is the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael that allows those Shiurim to function. And that in Chazal code, that's why it's Eretz, there's a special Eretz, a seventh Vash, because this is not like regular Shiurim, this is the Shiurim of Eretz Yisrael. And then you could understand why there's no grease in Kadosha. Because some tumor, if it's a tumor, let's say by Seira, is Etzem Kaseira, something tor that becomes Tome, Eretz Yisrael could have. But Shiurim of something which is Legamri Tome, mit Chilosoi, like Kadosha, in Kigris, which is the Sheretz, do Tuma Bifnei Atzmai, there's no in Eretz Yisrael. And that's all the Shurim are Shurim Kedusha. That's why the Shurim, the Tuma of Eretz Yisrael, is a Tuma that is a derivative of Kedusha, that you had Kedusha, the Kedusha disappeared. That's the idea. So we mean the Shurim Torah is how we channel our Gashmius to not only not block Ruchnius, but to actually reveal Ruchnius, Kezeisim, or become Ruchnius, which is Yurka Kesevas Agasa.